first up, they're going to get an update on the investigation into the murder of Jamie Carney in Killarney. And with me on the line with the very latest is Southern correspondent for the Irish Independent, and that is Ralph Regal. Ralph, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kerry.
Thanks for taking time to talk to us, Ralph. It's been a dramatic 24 hours, really. It's been a dramatic week in the development of this investigation. And we had the news coming through yesterday afternoon that Jordanian authorities are detaining the person of interest, as An Garda Síochána have described him, in relation to this issue.
That's right, Jerry. And it was quite a significant and surprising development for a number of reasons. I suppose most notably because there was no request from the Irish authorities. And off the record, a lot of people within government circles were going to great pains yesterday to stress that there was no request from any Irish agency for this detention. And second of all, there's no warrant because Gardaí are still working at a very rapid pace on the investigation file that will be submitted to the Director of Public Prosecutions. And at that point, the Director of Public Prosecutions will decide if a warrant is necessary. And at that point, then, if they're satisfied the individual is not in the jurisdiction, you'll get Interpol, Europol, and various different agencies will formally get involved with things such as red notices. So it's quite surprising that the Jordanian authorities acted on their own behest. It was understood to have been sanctioned by Jordan's Directorate of Public Security. Now, that's a very, very powerful body within Jordan. The Jordanian intelligence and police services are exceptionally well-regarded. They're very thorough. I suppose they have to be given the location of Jordan in a very challenging part of the world. And we understand that this individual, 28-year-old, was detained just over 24 hours after they had returned to the country from overseas.
And we understand as well that there's a duration period of 15 days that must be sanctioned beyond that after by a judge in that country.
Exactly. I mean, normally what happens with their criminal procedures is that the police have the right to question someone for up to 15 days. And after that point, the judiciary get involved in terms of sanctioning longer periods. Now, they can hold someone for questioning for quite a lengthy period of time. In some cases, that can be up to about 18 months on the most serious of offences. But we just don't know what's going to happen in this case. We don't know the specific reasons why the Jordanian authorities have detained this person. We have no idea how long they're going to question them for. And it's very much a case of wait and see. The Gardaí are making very good progress with their investigation. They've received an enormous amount of support from the public. They're processing forensic and technical data, CCTV footage and witness statements. And I'm told that they're very happy with the progress in their investigation. So from the Irish point of view, that's going to be the next step in the road. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan yesterday, I think, highlighted some of the difficulties that are there. And in particular, Ireland has no extradition arrangements with Jordan. So that's a significant stumbling block. But he did point out that there have been cases in other countries where there are no extradition arrangements, but individuals have come back to Ireland in respect of ongoing criminal matters because of progress through diplomatic channels and such. So again, it's going to be very much a case of kind of wait and see what the developments are going to be.
Has there been any American involvement in here in this situation? The fact that Jamie Carney was an American citizen. We have news from Fox News Digital in the US saying the FBI have given them a statement saying through our legal attaché in London, we have strong established relationships and stand ready to assist in any way the Irish government may request. That's what they have said in relation to that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that, Jerry. I mean, officially, at this point, there's no formal US involvement, but I think we'd all be fooling ourselves to say if there wasn't very, very strong monitoring or that there may have been backroom channel contacts in respect of this. First of all, Jamie Carney is a US citizen, so the death of any US citizen overseas is monitored and taken very seriously by the US authorities. Second of all, whereas Ireland doesn't have an extradition arrangement with Jordan, the United States does. Now, it can be problematic. The Jordanians, like a lot of other countries in the Middle East, such as Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, they generally don't like extraditing their citizens for criminal matters to other jurisdictions. But there has been extraditions to the US. No, that's not going to happen in this particular case. But what it certainly means is that the Americans have quite a bit of influence in Amman where other countries may not. And of course, the other thing worth pointing out is that the United States is a significant ally of Jordan. They donate about $1.2 billion in economic and military aid to Jordan every year. So they certainly carry a lot of weight in Jordan.
Yeah, so the focus now, finally, Ralph, is, I suppose, on Garda Síochána's investigation here and the preparation of that file for the DPP before anything else happens on the Irish side of things.
Very much so, Gerry. And the next significant steps in this investigation are going to be in relation to that file when it's submitted to the DPP. And if the DPP considers that there's sufficient material in that file to warrant a charge and that someone has a case to answer. And at that point, then, I think the options facing the Irish government will become a lot clearer in terms of what happens next.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, Ralph, thanks very much for taking us through all that this morning. That's Ralph Regal there, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, on what's happened in the last 24 hours and where things stand now. That statement coming through from the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the United States, they've told Fox News Digital there, because obviously American news channels are keeping a close eye on this, as Jamie Carney was an American citizen, that through their legal attaché in London, they have strong established relationships and stand ready to assist in any way the Irish government may request. And we refer you to the Irish authorities leading the investigation for any further comment on this matter. Now, also in the last number of hours, the details of Jamie Carney's funeral have been announced. She will be in St. Mary's Cathedral in Killarney. A requiem mass for Jamie will take place at 12 noon. Tomorrow, Wednesday the 15th of July, in St. Mary's Cathedral in Killarney, a private cremation will take place afterwards. And there's a condolence book open on rip.ie in relation to that.